You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to and watching the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for doing so. I'm Mike. How are you doing? How are you doing? That's the first thing off the dome. I always want to know, how are you doing? I hope you're doing okay out there. I hope spring of 2024, this mid-April, after mid-April actually, is here. And I hope you're doing all right. You know that? I hope you're doing better than that. I hope you're doing great. I really, really do. Excuse me. This episode right here is a little more serious. You know, I always try to keep it light. But if you've watched or listened to any of the, all of them aren't video, but any of the 190 plus episodes that I've had over the last several years, 4 years now, I think next week will be 4 years, but then you know I dive into all sorts of topics and discuss all kind of things. This particular episode, which has to do with the culture and also connected, like everything is connected, the responsibility of the young people these days. And I'm going to dive deeper into that in just a moment. But I want to know how you're doing. So I always welcome your feedback. I also welcome and ask for your support. Like, share, subscribe, follow, comment. Do all of that. Take a moment, either during this, pause this, and do that right now. That'd be great. But hit me up anywhere in the socials, comments on YouTube. Just say, yo, Mike, I'm doing all right. Or I'm not doing all right. Well, however you happen to be doing. That's always something that I want to know. So please do that. But, you know, I always try to share what triggered this week's episode. And this is always fresh. I always record the morning of, like right now it's about 3 o'clock in the morning Central Time where I'm at in the suburb of Dallas, Texas. And I don't know, you know, I drop it on noon that day. I try to drop every Wednesday at noon. I'm a one man band, and that's got to change. I realized that while I was researching this episode. So I just got to dive right in. So the culture. I'm doing it for the culture. For the culture. What is the culture? Now, while I am a man of the world, I haven't traveled that much abroad, but I have traveled abroad. I was born and raised in New York City. So in New York, I had exposure to all types of people, all types of cultures, ethnicities, foods, lifestyles, all kinds of stuff. You know, born and raised in New York in the 60s. So I was there 60s, 70s, and 80s before I ventured out into the world. I've witnessed a lot. And when you hear, when I hear the culture, of course, it's impossible for me not to view this through the lens of a Black man, for which I am, right? But while I wish we didn't see each other through the lens of color or the lens of race, it's the world that I was born into. But I do see through the lens of human a lot of times. But for this episode, I'm seeing through the lens of my eyes as a Black man, because I am that. Never tried to deny that. Love being that. I love being a Black man. And so when I hear the word the culture, you know, I did, as I always do, research for the episodes. And I watched a couple of different interviews, because I did a search of what is the culture mean, lots of different things came up. And one stuck out that seemed to summarize all the interview in other interviews. I think it was on a news show, might have been a Fox News show or some other show, but it was Ebro, that dude Ebro from Ebro in the Morning. Shout out to Ebro. Don't know him, never met him, but he always seemed sincere and honest. Excuse me, I just drank some water. Maybe I need some more. Glass water bottle. Get you one. Refillable. They got ones with filters in them if you don't have a filter in your fridge. But you know, he said what it basically meant. It was doing it for the culture, meant doing it for the streets, doing it for hip hop, doing it for he mentioned the Black Jews and Puerto Ricans in New York City, where of course hip hop was born and raised. And using it, the word, the culture in the hip hop context, how it's used, everyone from Jay-Z to countless hip hop artists that have mentioned doing it for the culture in their songs. And of course it's in books, movies, it's around, right? So it made me think. I'm a thinker. I think so much. I think, therefore I am. But I think a lot. I read a lot. I try to search out as much edutainment as I can. Also have a preteen son. So, you know, as I've watched him grow and mature, and it's important to me to try to make him, I can't make him, but to share with him things that will lend to him becoming a great man, right? So I not only want to lead by example, I want to, and you know, share things so he'll be better than me. There's already a big difference. I grew up in the projects, in inner city, in Harlem, in the Bronx. He's growing up in the suburbs, in the burbs. So he's got a different, you know, different experience, life experience. So happy for that. Not for the burbs per se, but that he didn't grow up in the environment with the, you know, the drugs, the killing, the murder, the violence that I grew up with. Even though that kind of environment can make you or break you. And fortunately, it made me, and I'm still here, even though I know a lot of incarcerated people, drugged out people, dead people. But so when I heard Ebro talk about, you know, what the culture meant, and he went on to say, like, now it don't mean nothing. Right. And I don't want to, I disagree with him on that only because, like, I don't know how old Ebro is. I know how old I am. But your perspective shifts, right? When you get older, you see things from a different perspective. When you're younger, teens, young 20s, you think differently. Some people call it maturing when you get older. Excuse me. Some people call it losing touch, which I don't think is true at all, of course. You know more. You've lived longer, so you're wiser. You take certain things more seriously. So when it comes to the term the culture, I could understand why some older people think the young folks, the younger people, are using the term frivolously. And like I said, this topic and the other topic are interrelated for me, and that is the responsibility of the youth. Should we expect a certain responsibility? I'm gonna get to that. But just to you know, always do research, I just want to give you the formal definition of the word culture. Okay. And the first definition is as a noun. Culture means, or is defined as, the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively. Okay. The second definition as a noun is the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social group. Okay, so keep those two definitions in mind. And to be thorough, as I usually am, it's also a verb and can be, you know, you hear it in the medical terms in biology, to get a culture. And that means to maintain like tissue, cells, bacteria, et cetera, in conditions suitable for growth. So to maintain those things like in a petri dish, and you get a culture. But that's not the type of culture we're talking about. We're talking about the first two when it pertains to arts and other creative things that are regarded collectively and attributed to a certain people. So you would say hip hop is a cultural, is culturally owned by Black and Puerto Rican people. Right? Started out in New York City. Now, if you've listened, I have episodes about hip hop, about how I started Blunts. And I growing up in New York, I was there when all of this was born. Blunts, hip hop, crack. I mean, there's so many things that I've witnessed the birth of. Of course, I was here when the internet was born. So the culture, what does it mean to you? I'd love to know that. Once again, chime in. Hit me up in the comments. When you hear somebody say the culture, I'm doing it for the culture, particularly, you know, in hip hop and songs and stuff. What does that mean to you? What do you interpret that as? What do you think that artist is saying when they say they're doing it for the culture? Yeah, I really want to know. So the larger topic for me, and I may bounce back to the culture in a minute, and I'm trying to think exactly what triggered this, because I wrote this down a few days ago. But should that be a responsibility? Should we expect younger people collectively to be doing more for humanity and the planet Earth as a whole? You say, "Yo, Mike, what you talking about?" Let me explain. So the OGs, the guides, the mentors, the big brothers, the fathers, you know, generationally, we're supposed to pass these things down. We all want our kids to have more, to be better than we were, right? I think that's a generality, regardless of race, color, creed. So why haven't things gotten better? Seemingly, right? Right now, we got an 80-year-old, over 80-year-old, and almost 80-year-old. That we got the incumbent, we got the president wants to get reelected, and we've got the presumptive nominee. We know who they are, Biden and Trump, respectively. Old guys. I've seen a couple of younger guys run the country. Of course, President Barack Obama and President John F. Kennedy, may he rest in peace. So finding capable, competent people that can wade through the bureaucracy and this cumbersome process to get to the presidency can be done by a younger person, right? So when we look at the state of the planet, war still continues, poverty still continues, homelessness still continues, violence, and all of the negative things that humans do still continue. Every once in a while, you will see some demonstration of powerful collectivity, typically around something, a response to something negative. Now, we've seen the Million Man March. We've seen the world really go crazy when George Floyd was murdered. May he rest in peace. There have been incidents, but unlike the civil rights movement, these movements that I just mentioned, they peak and then they subside. Because as with any pain, you know, I just lost my mother recently, about 7 months ago. Time is the only thing that heals those things. Time makes that pain more livable. And we as humans, our attention span, particularly having to live with the day-to-day challenges and just life in general, there's not time to protest in the streets. And people forget to lobby and get involved in politics, in the political machine, if you will, at the local, you know, civic municipality levels, and even, you know, regional or county or state. So, and you know, those are things that require diligence and determination and follow through and a team and money. They those are just a few components that it takes to ascend politically, and then you're still part of a system that involves many others to get anything done. Right? So I think about the fictional Wakanda from the Black Panther movie franchise. Where's Wakanda? And I mean that, of course, not literally, but figuratively. Why? Excuse me. Why have we not found a way for the world to consciously realize we're all human beings and we should all not want for anything? We should all be able to share this planet in peace. There should not be one homeless person. There should not be one poor person. There should not be one hungry person. If you've listened to any of my other episodes that I talk about this type of thing, you'll know I've always... I dream of utopia. I dream of a world where there's no violence, where there's all love, where there's peace, and nobody's bored with it. Nobody's bored by calm. Look at any national news organization, local city news. You open up their app, or if you still get the newspaper, or if you watch it on television, 9.5 times out of 10, it is a sensationalized story of violence, rape, murder, violence. That's just a fact. Now, unless there's something like the most recent solar eclipse, that might be the lead story. Usually it's not. Why is that? Why isn't good news reported just as fervently, just as excitedly, just as enthusiastically? That is one contributing factor to why our youth, many of our youth, of course, I'm speaking generally, particularly Black males, Puerto Rican, Latino males, are not seeking positions in politics, are not deeply engaged in finding ways to utilize technology to advance the goodness of our civilization, hence Wakanda, right? Should we expect our young people to do that? I'm raising my son to try to be one of them. Now, when you have a child, and I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, I can't say that I do or don't, but you don't know what soul you're going to get, right? You don't know who that human is. You can discern different traits from the time they're in their womb. Like my wife would tell you that when my son was uncomfortable, he gonna kick her kidney to get comfortable. I need to kick this out the way. And he's a beautiful soul. He's a beautiful, kind child, you know, and I see his development into young manhood. He's considerate. He's strong. He's smart. And that's not bias talking. You know, just like my daughter. You know, I have a grown daughter who is now have children of her own. And she is a strong woman, beautiful, inside and out. Has a graduate degree and is funny and just a great human being. So, you know, having her young when I did, there was a lot that I didn't know, but I was fortunate enough to do all right. There were things in parenting that I don't know how I knew, but I did. So it's different though. Genders matter. So, you know, raising my daughter the way I did versus raising my son the way I do and being older doing it. But when I think of the responsibility, I read an article today from a gentleman who suggests that children under 16 do not have social media accounts, smartphones, or tablets. Period. He stated some alarming statistics. Okay, about self-harm rates that have increased remarkably since the introduction and the mass absorption of these smart electronic devices and social media, and how all of our youth, almost all are just all almost all of our youth are nervous and anxious and suffer from some form of mental illness. And before I go any further, I just want to say, seek help immediately if you are feeling like harming yourself. Please. Okay? You can start with 911 and ask them, what number do I call? Okay. There are suicide prevention hotlines out there, self-harm hotlines out there. Don't do it. Just take a minute and talk to somebody. Please. You can reach out to me if you want, and I will pass on some information to you. So I mean that wholeheartedly. The statistics, okay, the pharmaceutical usage increase, the hospitalizations and emergency room visits, these are not fabricated. The youth of our nation and of our planet are suffering as we still have these technologies, these powerful technologies that are relatively young. I don't want to say they're in their infancy, but they are very young. And, you know, for some, they're great babysitters, right? You need to hush the baby up. I know 1-year-old, 2-year-olds rock that tablet like it ain't nothing. Tap, 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 tap. They were born into touch screens. Okay. For me, I've watched screens evolve from the black and white joint where I had to get up and click, click, click to turn the station, where TV used to go off, which I think is healthy. I think the internet should go off. And I know you say, yo, Mike, you bugging. What? Yes. I think we need a mental break. Our eyes need a break from staring into that light. All electric, we should have. So average month has what, 30 days in it? Some have 28, some have 31. Let's just call it average, 30 days a month. 4 days a month. Let's shut electronics off. Let's just pull the plug, boop, from Earth. Let's just go peace. Remember what happened during the pandemic? And I'm not saying the pandemic was a good thing, but do you remember? It was quiet. Nature was starting to come back. Where are we headed? In a hyper active, hyper electronically stimulated world. What have we given to our youth? With all of the information out there, I'm not sponsored, right? But YouTube is literally today's Encyclopedia Britannica on steroids. And for y'all younger folks that might hear this, you mean encyclopedia what? So there used to be these sets of encyclopedias that had everything about the world in them, this volume of books, and it was wonderful. And they used to have these door-to-door encyclopedia salesmen, and it was a whole thing. Now, click, click, tap, tap, you got the world at your fingertips. I think there's literally a YouTube video for everything. You need to know how to make a donut, how to tie your shoelaces, how to build a bridge, like anything. It is a comprehensive how-to about planet Earth. So with all of this knowledge base available, what are the top things the youth are looking at? It's not educational. It's not even edutainment. I'm the older guy, even though I still feel and am in touch with my 17-year-old self. I'm still vibrant and very strong. So I don't feel my age at all. But it's hard for me not to say they just looking at dumb shit. It's just dumb shit. things that are not going to help themselves or the planet. It's time-wasting, brain-frying, dumb. And it's keeping them dumber. And it's not everybody. It can't be. I hope it's not. I hope it's not. But it sure does seem that way. You know, I see so many young girls out there, OnlyFans, half naked on these social media platforms just so they can get likes, comments, and views. And I'm not naive. A lot of these clicks, a lot of these views, you get enough of them, it can generate income. It can generate substantial income. But what's the price of earning that income as the second, minutes, hours, days, and years of your life pass by? I remember Economics 101 when I was in college, and there's this thing called opportunity cost. And if you don't know what that is, dive into that briefly. Or take your time and go the long road. But basically, it means you're paying for whatever you're doing now with whatever you could have been doing. Whatever you could have been doing is what the price you're paying to do whatever you're doing right now. Having interactions on a daily basis with a preteen, I see the results of an instant world. We live in an instant world, right? Microwave, instant food. You need something delivered? We got you. Same day. Groceries, electronics, whatever you need, tap, 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 boom, done. Ding dong, there they are at the door with whatever you just ordered. Excuse me. I mentioned earlier, you know, about this particular podcast, and one of the things that I'm lacking that I don't have. And that's I'm a one-man band to date. It started out as a fun hobby, and it still is. Would I like to reach more people? Absolutely. Would I like to benefit monetarily? Absolutely. I'd like to turn this into a living. That would be great. But editing, I don't have an editor. Anything you see produced, you know, and I've been doing YouTube or video pods for the last, I don't know, year or so. But the 3 years prior to that, I was all doing all audio. Some of it is raggedy, it's just almost unlistenable because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I've learned, I've evolved, I've gotten better, continue to learn. But I realize how important editing is. And I watch some of the things with my son that he watches. And the editing, for one, is spectacular. Because if I knew how to edit like that, that would be great. And I'm going to seek out an editor. By the way, if you happen to be an editor and you want to help this show out in kind, meaning right now I can't pay you, but as I grow, I'd be happy to do so, because this show could use some videos. It could use some sharp, good editing. And the editing that the youth consume today is designed for, I'd say, a second or two attention span. I watch some of the videos my preteen son watches, and it's boop, 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 boop. This pops up, this pops up, this pops up, and they're talking. It's It's bananas. And I take things, I think of all things, I try to be empathetic in a way that is applicable, not in just a empathy sake, but just to consider all things. And I know that I'm older. When you get older, you tend to want to chill a little bit more. You tend to want to take things slower because you know there's no need to rush. But these channels are so, your brain, your eyeballs, your mind is overstimulated. It's hyperstimulated. And I think to myself, where's this going? I remember growing up in New York City. Even as a young buck, there was movement, people hustling, bustling, always someplace to go, fast. I've seen depictions of Rome and Greece, that places that became large populated areas with many, many people, with a lot of hustle and bustle. And then I think about the farmers. I think the people that live in rural places where things and life is a lot slower. There's no rush. You do what you got to do, but it's a laid back, take your time lifestyle. So when I ask myself the question, as I'm asking you, and I welcome you to chime in, you know, what the culture means, and do we have any legitimate reason to expect more responsibility from our youth? When it comes to the culture, I think there's still people repping their culture. In fact, I think it's very divisive now, as it I think it has been for a long time. You know, the white people want their culture, the black people want their culture, the Latino people want their culture, the Middle Eastern people want their culture, the Asian people want their culture, the people from India, they want their culture. You know, all of these cultures, we're so hell-bent on these lines of separation, right? That we do not know how to intentionally mesh. Because that might mean sacrificing some of their tradition, some of the cultural tradition that we hold so near and dear to us. But I challenge you to the thought that if we evolve to a place of peace as human beings, would you be willing to either sacrifice or merge some of your customs, some of your traditions, some of your cultural staples for the togetherness of humanity? Right now, I don't see anybody willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. I don't need to be a blackling. I don't need to be an African-Americaning. You don't have to be an Asian-ing or a Latino-ing or a white-ing. How about we be earthlings? How about that? And how about we set the first goal of a house for everyone? How about we set a goal to chill on growing the population? How about we consciously say, for those who don't want to have kids, don't have them. At 8, 10 billion, resources are a little thin. Let's just chill for a minute. Because it's projected to grow. A lot less people are going to die, and more people are going to be born. The rate of birth is going to exceed and has been exceeding the death rate. Add to that, a lot of people are living longer. What I'm posing to you through the questions of the culture and responsibility of the youth is, what are you willing to sacrifice for utopia? There has to be a change, fundamental change in thinking, in belief. So many of us are, and I'm not knocking, I'm not judging, please understand that. But so many of us are so devout to religious beliefs. And I don't know which one may be right, or if all of them are right, or if none of them are right. The Torah, the I Ching, the Quran, the Bible in its many versions, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all the gods. Why do you believe those things? I have an episode called Why Do You Believe What You Believe? Check it out. Why do you believe what you believe? Because somebody told you to believe that. Then it was reinforced by society and people, your camp, like-minded people that you surrounded yourself with. Because you don't surround yourself with that believe something other than you. You surround yourself with people that believe the same thing as you. And so many of us refuse to free our mind and think freely. Think logically. Logic Unleashed. Get yourself a t-shirt. Logic Unleashed. The Mike's Opinion Pod t-shirt right here. Get you some merch. Logic Unleashed. Unleash the logic in yourself, in your mind. And hear me when I tell you, this is not Satan, Lucifer, or any other evil speaking through me to try to get you to toss your belief system. Because that's not me. At this juncture in my life, having gone to parochial school, been to church many, 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 many times, read the Bible, but I was not afraid to ask questions. Natural questions any normal thinking human being would have, in Mike's opinion. So, what I do believe, for lack of a better word, I call it God. I cannot make a tree. I cannot leave this planet. I can't touch a cloud unless I go up to a very, very high mountain or fly in some kind of airborne vehicle. Something made this. And when I say this, I'm talking about the trillions, if not more, of planets, moons, suns. We are confined to this planet, unless you know how to successfully transcend your body and move about the cosmos, or remote view, or, you know, reach these astral planes of consciousness that allow you to travel in an interstellar fashion, in a universal fashion. So I believe in something higher than myself is the point. I am not trying to sell a new world order. But would it be wonderful? Just hear me out for a second. If we could all communicate effectively, these different languages separate us. These different cultures, ethnicities, races, they separate us. Do I want us all to be green, the same height, weight, speak the same language? No. I love all the different races and cultures and the things that they bring. But combining them into one people, I think would be great. One peaceful people. Okay? You can be XYZ culture or race. But let that be second. First, be an earthling. Be a human. So, my answer to should we expect a certain level of responsibility from our younger people? Right now, say no, we should not. It would be wishful thinking. Now, are there some young people out there that will affect our future positively? Yes. But what I've learned, and Martin Luther King was a very, very important and effective human being. However, there were many other people involved. How do you get millions or billions, even people to do something collectively, to have the same goal? I don't know. I don't know. If I did, I would execute that plan in a heartbeat, carefully, slowly. But nonetheless, and the first thing would be shelter. The second thing would be clean water. Very close to that would be healthy food. Those three fundamental things everybody on planet Earth would have. I don't understand how in the year 2024, how are we still dealing with such gaps in everything from healthcare to nutrition, housing, money, to all of these things. How have we not said, as collectively as humans, you know what? We've been tripping. Humans have been bugging for a long time. Why don't we throw everything into one pot and distribute it evenly amongst humans? And you say, yo, Mike, you done lost your mother. You done lost your mind. You have lost your mind. I am a multimillionaire and I have worked very hard to get this, and I'm not giving it to nobody. I donate to charity X amount of dollars and I pay my taxes. Forget everybody else. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Hear you. And I applaud you for your success. But what about your fellow human being? For whatever reason, has not experienced the success. And the reasons cover a full spectrum. Just the parents or parent that person may have been born to gave them, regardless of color, gave them a complete disadvantage in life. You add color to that, and oh, you're talking about an enslaved people centuries upon centuries upon centuries of enslavement. So, how do we get a planet to think like that? To I think, mature as a civilization. Because if there are aliens coming here that have figured this out and lived that way and have found ways to, from a technological standpoint, traverse the cosmos and bend wormholes or light, or to find ways to come here and see us and say, they're not even close. They are not even close. They think about them individual selves and maybe some few family members that they actually like. And maybe some friends that they like. But otherwise, they're killing each other. They're starving each other. The rich keep getting richer. And they keep getting jets and 8 houses and living, you know, great lives. While for every one rich person, there's 10,000 people struggling day to day to put food on the table. And don't quote me on that particular ratio. I'm pretty sure somebody has done a study out there. But there's a limited amount of millionaires and a limited amount of billionaires. The rest of us, out of the 8 to 10 billion people on the planet now, yeah. A lot of us. Day to day, week to week. We miss that check a week, it's disaster. Disaster. So you do anything. You sacrifice your health, your happiness to keep that J-O-B, to keep that check coming. But you're miserable. Is this what this planet was created for? I don't know the answer. I don't even know all the questions. But when I think about the two questions that triggered this episode, what is the culture and should we expect more from our youth in terms of responsibility? This is the path of thinking it led me down. It's a bigger idea. It's a bigger thought, because I would love us all to come hand in hand in a circle around the fire and sing Kumbaya, and to sing songs of joy, and for all the villages and cities around the world to be safe and just a happy world. I refuse to be pessimistic and think that is impossible for one reason. And that's because there are human beings involved, and human beings have no idea how to achieve, acquire, and maintain peace. Now, all hell has not broken down or broke loose yet. Society has not broken down just yet. There are talks of a civil war, which may or may not be triggered anytime between now and November, when Election Day happens. Because if January 6, 2020 was any indication, this next election may start disaster. And I hope that I am wrong. I pray that I am wrong. But there are angry people that do not know how to get along, that do not know how to respect others' opposing opinions and still live together. Caffeine and sugar are affecting people's mind. Too much of both of those. Electronics have stimulated us beyond reality. Have you ever looked at your phone right before you go to sleep and you close your eyes and it feels like you can see in the dark? Yeah. If any young person happens to see this, first of all, thank you for watching and listening. I appreciate you. Hit me up. Slide into my DMs. Mike's Opinion Show at gmail.com is my email. You can find any of this in any of the show notes or on YouTube and the information there. I'd love to hear from you. You know, growing up in the hood, like I did, being smart wasn't popular. If you said anything above anyone's understanding, oh, you think you're smart. Oh, you think you better. It equates to you think you better. Like, it wasn't cool. He was a bookworm. He was a nerd. How did that get to be? I listen and I try to be as open-minded as possible, right? From New York City, born and raised. I've been in all five boroughs, but Harlem and the Bronx was my stomping grounds, you know. Uptown Harlem is just really Manhattan. It's upper Manhattan. And watching hip hop be born. I follow some people. So social media, MC Light is one of them. And Light, you know, she dropped a song called Lifetime, Lifeline. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway. Coherent lyrics, right? Fat beat, dope. When I listen to some of today's music, mumble rap, it's like, Kodak Black and some of these kids out here these days, yo. And, you know, it's easy to say, yo, you just all, you separate. No. Somebody do me a favor. Do a research for the last 5 years, right? Like the top 10 songs. And we could do this from, got to take out streaming. I mean, I don't know how you can, but, because, you know, when I grew up, it was the radio. We didn't have streaming. You know, I was there when the Walkman was born. But the number one songs, hip-hop songs, you can do it for all songs, any genre, really. But hip-hop songs, you know, from the 80s and top songs now. I would dare say, without even seeing the results of a study like that, I would dare say that the content, the lyrical content, not the style or the flow or anything like that, but the actual thing they were talking about or saying was different. Because I grew up with Public Enemy. I grew up with LL. You know, I grew up with Houdini. I grew up like Houdini talking about Friends. Like, it just seems like substantive, good stuff, funny stuff, interesting stuff. Now, you say, yo, Mike, you just, oh, no, it's not just that. It's not just that. When I was young, I was getting fed of a diet of music that moved my soul and it affected me positively. The young people today are getting fed bullshit. Not all of it. Not all of it. Maybe all of it. But I'm just saying, What are you talking about? I don't hear nobody talking about collectivity, doing something positive. All I hear, and I listen, and some of it is fact. Like MOP, shout out to MOP. The beats is fat, the delivery is cool, but they're talking about murder half the time, 90% of the time. Gangster shit sounds good sometimes. It's hard, especially from the street, but is it productive? Is it good for humanity? No, no, it's not. So when I hear you talking about lean and perk sets and who jacking cars and the club and who got this and why you better than that and I'm rich and you broke. Where's the collabs like self-destruction? It ain't but self-destruct. Where are the collabs like that? No. We wait till a cop kills somebody. Then might be one song drop for positivity. One of the little young guys will have something positive to say. Now, maybe, maybe. And here's where there's a little hope. Maybe. It's just not on my radar. Maybe there's a lot of positive stuff. I jump in my whip and I don't always just put on my streaming service. I listen to terrestrial radio, see what's hitting. I don't hear none of that out there. I don't hear no positive songs, positive hip hop songs in particular. R&B gonna do what R&B does, right? I am not just the old man saying old man shit. Because I'm still fly. I'm still me. I'm still very much in touch and in tune. You know, the dudes that's eating off of these little young cats are the ones allowing them and who's signing them are my age. And age truly is relative to the individual. It's about knowledge and your experiences. You know, that's why I don't trip when I see these Hollywood people, this 58-year-old dating a 27-year-old. They may have a vibe, a golden special vibe. And just all you see is, oh, he's twice her age or she's twice his age. So what? The same thing is with prodigies. There are those that can know mathematics. They're 7 years old or know how to rock the piano or guitar or whatever it may be. So it's not the age that's lending to an old man bias. These are the facts of the matter. So when I hear the culture, our core culture, black culture in particular, has been highly sought after, revered, and admired for a long, long time. That's nothing new. But I just was curious to see what you think. You know, what does, when you hear the term the culture, what that means to you? And I also wanted to ask that question because I think it's, like I said, it's interrelated. Like, you know, and I gave you my answer. Should we expect more responsibility from the young people these days? And like I said, for me, while it would be desirable, like if young people really started stepping up collectively and taking the lead, I just don't think we've mentored them properly. I don't think we've given them the environment or the world that they needed to thrive in that. I think it is up to them to make the change. It's not too late for people that are older. But I'm doing that with the young people in my life, trying to make them world changers. Because there's got to be a way. Because if not, either we're going to destroy ourselves as a humanity, because when Iran just attacked Israel a few days ago, I thought that might be a catalyst. I thought that might be a start of another world war. So far, fortunately, it's not. But if an asteroid don't get us, or the whole tectonic, the plates, the poles decide to shift, or some other global natural disaster, or like I said, we don't destroy ourselves, then where are we going to head? Where are we going to head? Right? It's April. And we all live by it being the year 2024. Some argue that that year is not even right. But let's just say it is. It is April 2024. Where will we be in 1,000 years? In April 3024. Will we still be here? Imagine where we'll be technologically. AI is here. Robotics is here. We're 3D printing human organs. Think about where we're headed. I know this was a crazy episode, right? Thoughts all over the place like I normally am. I digress. Y'all know that's me. That's Mike. I talk about all the stuff. It's all connected. It's all connected. I hope I gave you some food for thought. I welcome your feedback at any and all times. To my youth out there, I love you. Keep doing it. Keep trying, especially the good ones that are out there that are trying to advance the culture and that are trying to advance civilization and human beings and our earthlings. And as always, I hope you're doing okay. Once again, I will ask you, support the show, please. Like, share, comment, subscribe, follow, grab some merch. If you got a few dollars, there's hats, mugs, t-shirts, links in the show notes. Links on YouTube. If you got a few dollars, like to support the show, your contribution will be greatly appreciated and utilized to grow this show. Also, if you have editing talents, please reach out. If you want to help the show, I could use it. I have to go with the times, right? I recognize the times we live in. A lot of people do not have the attention span to watch me speak for an hour or 30 minutes or however long an episode is. They need to be wowed with, and you know, I'm not opposed, visual aids, things that I'm talking about. Sure, a group of black men or this or that or whatever I'm talking about. I understand how effective that is. Oh, just real quick. So I forgot all about my research that I had done. So so when I did this research for this episode, I did two basic questions. What does the culture, and I put the culture in quotation marks, mean? And I also put, and I want to share the exact search term that I said. My search term was young black males doing positive things. Ironically, there was nothing direct, but I came across this Reddit thread. Shout out to the wonderful people at Reddit. This Reddit thread that this guy said he has a young son. He was black. He's black. His son's black. And for some reason, he didn't live with the son. And he was trying to help him, you know, find resources because they trade videos and whatnot. And he was looking for positive male resources that he could share with his son. I believe his son was a young teenager. And this Reddit thread had these people I'd never heard of. I can't say I'm ashamed to admit, but that I will be digging deeper into. And I'm looking for those people now. Oh, just a couple of the names, and you may know some of these names already because they have huge followings. TK Coleman, David Goggins, guy named Hinds, Hindz, FD Signifier, Eric Thomas. Those are just few. There was a long list, right? And a lot of these people have either hundreds of thousands or millions of views. It made me wonder, though. I'm not unintelligent, right? I'm not hideous. But when I watched, and I had to stop myself because you get sucked into watching videos, next thing you know, 4 hours are gone. So I had to stop myself and I limited and I said, I'm going to go back to watch some of these people I saved in my search. But I'm like, these people have broken through. They've amassed huge followings and seemingly carved out a living for themselves. Some of them go on tour and do motivational speaking and things like that. I don't really have a desire to do that, but to carve out my people, my following would be great. All the benefits that come from that, having a further reach with my ideas, ideology, and my positivity. What I feel is positivity, what I know is positivity that I like to share with the world. And yes, generate some income would be great as well. It's not the primary reason, but it would be a great icing on the cake, if you will. But I was like, why haven't I broke through? It's been 4 years, about 190 episodes. And I said, well, it's just possible, yo, Mike, you suck. Maybe I just suck. If I don't suck, let me know. If I do suck, let me know. I just honest feedback. Let me know what you think. Don't just go on one episode. Peruse not the whole 190, but pick some titles that may interest you and tell me what you think, really. So if I don't suck, let's assume that that's not the case, right? This is where I noticed in all the videos that I watched, with the exception, I think, of one, and he was just a sketch artist. But even though I think he had some editing as well, but it was editing. One of the common themes that they all had that I do not is editing. And I realized that I need to find, I don't have no money to pay people. This is why I need your support. Growing the show, when people say grow the show, there are so many components to this show. This show is free for you to consume. It is not free to make. It's not. I need to hire a capable, competent editor that is familiar with the modern techniques that can visually make this pop a lot more. Not that you don't love just looking at my handsome face and listen to me talk and share my mind with you. But I know the times we live in, and I need that editing. I need to make shorts. I need all the stuff. So if you are one of those people that are capable, competent, trustworthy, and would like to grow with me, please reach out. Mike'sOpinionShow@gmail.com. Send the show notes or hit me up on any of the socials. And in turn, if there's anything I can do for you, I'd be more than happy. Let's discuss it. We can barter. We can exchange, right? So yeah, I thought about that. I forgot about my notes, but those people, and there's many others, apparently, black male. I always hesitate to use the word role model because I just say positivers. I'll call them positivers. Positive people that positively affect your life, that share ideas or some form of joy or things that make you think. Excuse me. So, yeah, I think that's some other notes here, but I will let them go. I gave you the definition of culture. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and for watching. I hope you're doing okay. If you are not, get the help you need. If you are not doing okay, find a pathway to okay. It's out there. It is out there. It don't rain forever. The sun does come. And it could come out for you. So don't give up. And see. seek what you need, okay? Because I want you to be okay. I do. I want you to be better than okay. I want you to go from climbing out to okay to oh yeah to I'm doing great. And then say, yo, Mike, share your journey with me. That'd be great at any point in the journey that you happen to be at. So I hope you're doing okay. I'm Mike. This is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. I see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.